was a long pregnant pause in that song, wasn't it? That's all right. You didn't write the music. No. You just played it.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. 8:46 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I do blame you, though, for some of the other songs that you play on the show, but that's neither here nor there. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
Nothing but love for you, my friend. Hey, if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. How about that free WRHI app? Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're listening to us on the original AM 1340, good morning to you there. It is our sixth annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff. It's not happening today, but this is a preview of what's to come on Friday, August the 11th at District 3 Stadium. We have got Bobby Collins, who is the head football coach over there at South Point High School, joining us. And we're going to toss things over to Chris Miller, and we'll take it from there.
You guys, 10 weeks from today, or from tomorrow, 10 weeks from tomorrow is the sixth annual kickoff, which is tough to believe. I know in talking to these coaches, spring practice been a lot, but this summer goes by pretty quick. And, of course, as you said, Coach Bobby Collins now in his second year with the South Point Stallions. Coach, you guys will take on who in the kickoff?
We're going to take on Chambers High School, probably the most legendary program in the state of North Carolina now. A few players there that just graduated that are playing high-level Division I football will be playing in the NFL here pretty soon. So we're excited about it. Our athletic director was a former athletic director at Chambers High School. So it's going to be a big event. We're excited to be in it.
Coach, when you look at these matchups, obviously playing against a premier team, what do you expect to get out of a scrimmage when you match up against them?
Well, you want to play somebody that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be able to gauge exactly where your program is at, seeing how your players can be able to contend. You want to play with someone that has a lot of great talent but also respects the game of football. You don't want to get anybody injured before the first game, but you want to be able to also see all the stuff that you've been working on for the last 10 weeks, making sure it's going to work for the first game.
Coach, let's go back to last season. You guys lost in the playoffs to Greenville, a team that ended up making the upper state championship game, a very good football team. What's been going on since that game back in November?
Weight room. You know, we went 8-4 last year, and the four teams that we lost against, I thought all four teams were stronger than us. So it was simple for me after the game of Greenville. I said, hey, you know, we're going to lock them up in the dungeon for a little while. And then after that, we'll be able to get back and play in great South Point football that they've done for so long. So that's been our goal. That's going to be our goal for the next 10 weeks. Before this jamboree, we're going to stay in the waiting room, practice fundamentals, and I think we get back where everybody expects us to be.
Coach, you look at this upcoming season, you've got one of the most difficult schedules of maybe any classification. Obviously, when you put that together, I think you're trying to see where your team matches up, because you know that region, it's easily the toughest 4A region in the state, might be the toughest region, period, in the state of South Carolina.
Without a doubt. You know, we're opening up with Spartanburg. We got Rock Hill, much improved football team. I know Coach Pittman is doing a great job over there. Then you got Gaffney. Then you got Chester. Then you got South Florence. So you're right. I think we do have the toughest non-conference schedule in the state, and along with a tough region. But if you want to win a championship, you know, it's not the road easiest traveled. So, you know, I think our kids are excited about it. You know, they've been working hard. The competition level in the month of March and May, you know, the state of South Carolina did a really smart thing this year by giving us OTAs in the month of March and allowing you to have high school kids and middle school kids that, you know, are going to be zoned for your school to come out and practice with us with just, you know, t-shirts and shorts on. But it gives you a chance for a lot of players that didn't play the year before to kind of get introduced to what it's like to be able to play varsity football before spring football in May. So I think that's given us a chance to be pretty good.
And of course, the region you guys play in, at one point last year, 5 of the top 10 teams in 4A were in your region. You know, You guys, Northwestern, Catawba Ridge, Indian Land, and York, at one point you had 5 top 10 teams in that region. And every one of those teams I just named return a ton of talent coming up. So, I mean, it's almost, you know, you might be this third or fourth best team in your region, but be one of the third or fourth best teams in the state of South Carolina.
Without a doubt. Real, real tough region. You know, all the guys, and it's tough because you got to go eat lunch with them every Tuesday and look at them. But it's, you know, I love it. I love it because, you know, when we get out of the region and hit the playoffs, you know, you feel like your kids are battle tested. Mm-hmm. You know, all the stuff that they saw in the preseason and non-conference and then conference, you know, when you get, you know, I think that had contributed to our first playoff game, you know, how we jumped out on Greer so fast because, mm-hmm. I, you know, we were just a little bit more dominant football team for what we saw.
What's the summer look like for the South Point Stallions football program?
Nobody in the state of South Carolina is going to do what we're doing this summer. So it's going to be tough on our kids mentally and physically. We're going to go to Duke University, Virginia Tech, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. You know, I'm like turning the fish grease on as hot as I can and throwing the guys right in it. So, you know, we think we have premier players. So I tell the parents all the time that, you know, not only am I going to take them to these places, but I'm going to hand deliver them. You know, I'm going to be the guy to go to Coach Nick Saban and say, hey, listen, you know, I think this kid can play on this level. So I brought him down to Tuscaloosa for you to tell me. And I think for some of our guys, they'll leave with a reality check. Either I can play there or I can't, or maybe I can play there. And if I get back in the waiting room and have the year that I'm expected to have, then I'm going to get recruited. Football has changed so much, the transfer portal, NIL, NILs. I mean, you know, what they're paying these guys now just to play college football, you know, either you're going to adapt or you're going to get left behind. So it's my deal, you know, the state of South Carolina is going to adapt it. Okay, we're going to start playing high school players, and it's going to start in Football City USA. So right now, we got to put ourselves in a situation for our kids to realize if you know, you got to do good in the classroom, you got to have great character, because, you know, for somebody to pay you $100,000 at 17 years old, it's a lot that goes with that. So we're trying to prep them, because we got guys that can play on that level and get paid that kind of money. But, you know, I think it's my job to kind of prep them and their parents to understand how that works.
Well, Coach, good luck this summer. I know it's going to be an exciting summer for South Point and as you gear up for the season opener in just 10 weeks away.
We're excited about it.
Of course, he is head coach Bobby Collins. His team, the South Point Stallions, will take on Chambers High School in our final game of the sixth annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff. Of course, their game will kick off at 8:30. Prior to that, at 7 o'clock, Northwestern takes on Dutch Fork. And then at 5:30, Rock Hill plays Cuthbertson. All happening August the 11th. Tickets will soon be available at footballcityusakickoff.com.
Coach, I want to see the dungeon. You said you lock them up in the dungeon.
If I show you the dungeon, you can't get out.
So okay.
I can't show you the dungeon. It's tough in there.
And like an escape room.
That's exactly
right. Or you may get thrown into the fish grease.
Yes, exactly. And that's really hot. Really hot.
I'll just stay close to you. How about that?
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Coach. That's great.